In this episode, we work the whole body, not just the whole, not just the whole, you taint hounds, the whole body.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
1, 2, 3, testing, 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 test, 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 ickles, testing, test, ickles, test, ickles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 751 of the Daily Mother Us. Whoa, the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, taintcast, sleazecast, and nipplecast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. And if you are Papa Swolio, you are pinching your nips right now. If you're watching me live, you know firsthand that I'm pinching the nip. So welcome to the Nip Train. Welcome to episode 751. Happy Sunday, everyone. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. And make sure you float some hearts, float some biceps. Say what's up. Facebook, you're sleeping. Facebook is sleeping. So if you're new to the show, say hi. Make sure you you rep that it's your virgin cast. This is a quad cast, by the way. So you can be watching live on Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. And remember, twitch.tv/Swolenormous. Swolenormous everywhere, fam. And you could also listen to the podcast, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcast, or wherever you want to slam your ear holes full of knowledge. I'm just going to vomit inside your ear. I'm literally going to vomit fitness knowledge nukes inside your ear holes. And that's what we do here every fucking day. So welcome. Oh, yeah. And hide the kids' earmuffs. Earmuffs. This is not a PG show. We talk about the taint. We talk about shafts. We talk about going balls deep. That's PG for the Daily Swole. Abdiel, Swolenormous Rocks, thank you. Matthew Nicholas on Instagram, Virgin Cast. Everyone say hi, Matt. Hi, Matt on Instagram. What's going on? There we go. Dale's on Twitch. Hold on, Dale. Let me get you and anyone else who's watching on Twitch. Let me get these comments over because I did not see that. My window was hidden. So let me get that. Let me bring up the chat window. All right, Dale. So now I can see you when you rep something. Mark, Kathleen, Marnie, Jonathan Beauchamp on the Facebook. Fancy names. Oh, Nicholas on YouTube. You're pinching your nips. So we have people that are pinching their nips. And yeah, you lemmings. You just do what old Papa Swolio says. Here's the thing. How many times during the day are you required or requested to pinch your nips? Never. Never. So by the time you get to the Daily Swole and you have this dude's like, pinch your fucking nips. And you're like, man, it's been all day. It's been at least 24 hours since I've given my nips a good pinching. I just can't. You're overdue and you just can't wait to do it. So it's so accepted here. I pinch my gains. Well, I have nipple gains. So yeah, I guess that's my lefty. That's my left nip's name is Gaines. I'm touching myself for that shout out. The whole touching yourself thing, it's starting to get weird because I don't know how old you are. No, I'm just kidding. If you're underage and we're doing this live on the air, it's not a good look. It's not a good look if you're like 14. Not that you are. I know you're not. 19, my dude. He's legal. All right, let's proceed. Where are you touching? No, I'm just kidding. Where are you touching? All right, let's bring this back on the tracks. Lynn, sun's out, guns out. Well, the sun is going down. The sun is down, actually. East Coast time, it's almost. We're creeping up on 9 p.m. And very legal. Okay, awkward. It's still, that makes it no less awkward, my dude. That's really my guy. That's still awkward as fuck, but I like it. Let's be honest. I like it. I'm not going to hide that I do like that. What was the topic today? Working the whole body. So I had this revelation that I want to talk about. I had this revelation and it's providing some fire content because I just filmed another workout today. And, I'm usually working out alone, but I'm putting more of my full workouts on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, YouTube at Swolenormous, go check it out. Subscribe because I'm posting things on my training playlist like crazy. And those of you that are on Facebook, you know that the Daily Swole Club, I posted a workout breakdown. And I'm doing a lot of I'm referencing a lot of material and content that I'm doing on multiple platforms. So one of the benefits, for example, those of you that are part of the Daily Swole Club on Facebook Messenger, you know that I'm dropping little knowledge nukes and nuklets on Facebook Messenger every day that is about nutrition, about training. But I'm doing a lot more training now. And what's great about Facebook Messenger is a lot of these things are videos, and I'm providing some video breakdown, but also referring you to longer form video on YouTube and further instructional. So the great thing about the Daily Swole Club is that it's also a roadmap. It's going to direct you to other places where I have awesome content that you might not be aware of. So not only are you going to get some standalone quality content in Messenger, you're also going to have, you know, let's say a button at the bottom that's going to link you to a video that will show this in more detail, or how you can use this exercise breakdown in a full workout. Here's an example of a full workout. Click here, check it out on YouTube. And so you're really going to have like a nice web of content and know and get a better idea and a better sense of how I direct my content and where I post my things. Because a lot of you follow me on one site or one platform mostly. You know, you're not necessarily on YouTube all day long. You might watch YouTube at night, and you might use Instagram and Facebook during the day, you know, for quick interactions, right? Instagram, you just check out a picture, like it, leave a comment, boom, it's kind of hit it. Instagram is kind of like hit it or quit it. It's, I don't know. I mean, I know some people spend hours and hours on Instagram, but it's more of like an ADD, like, you know, you're checking out a lot of different things at once. YouTube is more, okay, I'm going to watch a video on this. I'm going to sit down and watch TV. I'm going to watch a show. I'm going to watch the Daily Swole. I'm going to watch the latest vlog. I'm going to watch the latest workout. So you'll see I'm a fucking princess. I follow you everywhere. That's great. Not everyone does. I just don't think that if you don't have to necessarily use YouTube all the time. But if you know that I'm posting training videos and a lot of longer form content that goes into a lot more depth that you didn't know about. Oh, shit. I didn't know he did that on his YouTube. I just thought he was doing the Daily Swole or driving while gaining. So YouTube is really a multi-leveled platform for me. I have all these different playlists. I have tons of different playlists. I have funny shit. I have serious training content. I have vlogs. I have so much stuff on YouTube, thousands of videos. So if you're not checking it out there, you're missing out. Go check it out. You'll like it. I know you'll like it. We have thunderstorms in the UK, but still warm for a change. I heard the UK was always rainy. It's always rainy and cold. I've never been. It looks beautiful. I'd love to travel sometime. I'd love to come visit, but I heard it's always just rainy and gray. I don't know if I can handle that all the time. That's a lot. Not about all the time. It's been super, super rainy and super gray and super, I don't want to say, I like the weather, but in Florida, it's been really rainy. So this summer is starting off with a bang. Everything's flooding. Everything is just saturated and moist and ugh and humid. So after this clears up, this is kind of like the last part of winter. Springish. It's going to get super, super hot soon. I missed that on Twitch, by the way. I saw a comment pop up. I missed that, bro. Whoever just dropped something on Twitch, you can copy that again. Sun's down, but sunglasses on always. 6 months of misery in the UK. First time seeing me live, Shari. Sweet. Sweet. Hella windy in Cali. I thought people give us a flex. I did at the beginning. I'm not going to flex right now. I heard that if you're from California, you say California. If you're not from California, you say Cali. That's what I heard. I heard like if you're not from, only people that say Cali are people that aren't from Cali. Cali is like an Eastern thing to say. And if you live in California, you say California. I don't know if that's true. I'm sure if you live in California, you say different areas. You'll say LA. It's almost like it's its own state. You know, it's so different than Sacramento or San Francisco. It's totally different. It's kind of like Florida. If you live in South Florida, it's completely, yeah, SoCal. It's so completely different than Northern Florida. It's a completely different world. It's almost a different country because down here it's so Spanish, Latin. Everyone travels. It's very transient. So you have a lot of people from other countries that own property here. You know, big money comes down to South Florida. So if you're in, let's say you're in the panhandle, you're still technically in Florida, but if you're up by Alabama, it's night and day. You wouldn't even know that you're still in Florida. It's beautiful up there, by the way. It's beautiful, but it's completely different. It's completely different. Like who lives there? It's a lot, you know, you feel like you're in the United States, to be honest. So, I mean, it's just a different feel. Down here, we have just Spanish billboards. I drive and I see Dunkin' Donuts billboard, and it's in Spanish. So it's really different. Exactly. I'm from Georgia, stationed in Cali. Nice. Hey, Sugar. Ooh, what's up? I love your videos. You're the YouTube my YouTube hype man. Thanks, Veronica. I'm stoked. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of YouTube content. So anyone that's following me, just follow that training content. And so, you know, these workouts and these full workout vlogs that I'm doing, I used to do them live on Periscope. And now when I'm going on YouTube, I'm going to do some voiceover stuff. And I'm also going to post those in Swolenormous X, of course, with links and, you know, the PDF files and the training files. So those are there in Swolenormous X. You're going to get these same vlogs, but you're going to get these in the workout form broken down. With also the PDFs in your program vault. So this is going to be awesome content for everyone. And I'm just going to start. I feel like I've been doing so many videos. But I haven't really, like, I've taken my fitness cock and I feel like I'm just grazing the face. Like, I haven't just, like, vroom, just laid it right on, like, just slap right across the chin. I feel like I am on the cusp of dropping crazy content that I still haven't. I'm just kind of getting on the bullseye target right now. Like, fitness dick across the face. I'm super stoked with the stuff that I'm creating that you haven't seen yet. And that's the hardest part, is that I talk a lot about it. And I know the way I create content is assuming that each and every single one of you is watching and listening to every last thing that I say on every platform all the time. So I'm always doing stuff. I have so much stuff, and I always feel like I'm playing catch up, even though I'm producing so much more than probably you could ever watch or check out. But there's a lot of stuff coming. Super excited. I don't know. It's just the mind game behind it. I'm super, super amped. Worked out for a little over 90 minutes today, all to the Daily Swoles. Dale, look at you crushing it. Look at you learning and lifting, man. It's great to listen to a inspirational podcast and to learn while you're doing something else. It's awesome. Sherry Cooper, too. Your nutrition video opened my eyes today. I'm super stoked. Did you watch which nutrition video? Are you talking about the anti-diet workshop? Is that the one that you saw, Sherry? Are you the guy that runs the chop shop on GTA? I don't know. Maybe. Does he look like me? Is he yoked and bearded? And does he make gorilla noises? The chop shop on Grand Theft Auto. I don't know. I don't play games, little boy. I don't play games. I ain't got time for that shit. I lived in Tampa for like 6 months. I thought about moving that direction to Tampa area. I thought about it. I'm thinking about it. I think I'm just tired of the East Coast of Florida. I think I'm over it. You know, just need some new blood or some new breeze or just a different smell. I don't know. Gotta try the Gulf out a little bit. It's beautiful over there. It's really nice. You know, it'd be nice to see some sunsets. From about a year ago, you mentioned giving up ingredients. Super epiphany moment. Oh, a nutrition. You mean like a Daily Swole from a while back? Oh yeah, you told me. You messaged me on Facebook last night or this morning, right, Sherry? You were at work or something, listening to old videos or watching them. So you watch one of my older Daily Swoles. We talked about nutrition, giving up ingredients. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you want to simplify your nutrition, just stop eating things that have ingredients. If it has ingredients, you're on the wrong wavelength. Tip on the lip. We can only get our nips out for 6 weeks a year. I don't know, man. In the UK, you just got to be ballsy and let the nips free. Who cares about the weather? It's cold. Let the nips out. They can't be contained. Let them go. Set them free. Set the nips free, bruh. Okay. So today's episode, working the whole body. So I mentioned all the fire content that I'm filming. So I did a workout today. And what I want to bring this back to is something I said towards the beginning of the show. I've been doing a lot of meditation and yoga lately. So I'm working on the body holistically. And when I say holistic, I mean whole, like whole, entirety. And when you start getting into meditation, you start really getting into the brain, you start thinking about the body differently. You start thinking about everything more so as a whole entity, right? You don't separate chest by itself or back by itself or legs by itself. It's all together, integrated movement. And I think I've been, and I want to be honest with all of you, I think what I've been doing personally, on a personal level, I have been fighting myself. I've been fighting myself in the gym and not realizing it, because I've been going through these periods where I'm super amped, I'm lifting heavy, but I've been feeling like something's missing, because I keep on coming back to this, oh, I'm just exhausted from training, my focus isn't there. But now I feel like everything's getting more in alignment, in the sense that because I've been prioritizing yoga and meditation, and I mentioned this the other day and I want to give you some context, when you prioritize something, it's not just that you try to do that first in your day. So it's not only that yoga and meditation takes the primary seat at the table for me, but because it's the priority, everything else that comes after it is directing towards that priority. So what's going on with my physical training in terms of strength training and bodybuilding type split, it doesn't apply so much to what I'm trying to achieve by focusing on yoga and meditation. So I realized that because lately, and this is just a training phase, I'm not talking about forever, but I'm talking about, I think I've been fighting a shift in my training phase, and this is from listening and observing my body. So in order to work the whole body physically, you need to really go deeper, and go deeper in the sense of working more stabilizers, doing more proprioceptive work, doing some more total body type training sessions, you know, full body. And I think it's a combination of me being physically and mentally challenged with work and my work schedule, my content creation schedule, and sitting in one stiff position. But it's also a part of me learning and getting deeper and getting extremely inspired to go down the path and explore yoga and meditation, and that combination and that conjoining nature of the mental and the physical, because I feel that I have, I don't want to say mastered the body, but I've kind of tapped it out in terms of my interest and my passion. I've kind of tapped it out. I've kind of tapped out to the point where I'm a little tired of just the bodybuilding, heavy weight training, bench press, incline dumbbell, incline fly, crossovers. I think I'm just kind of tired of it, and physically and emotionally. And there's nothing wrong with it. That gets you big. And I'm still posting a ton of content, and the Swole workouts and the program design structures that I'm going to be posting in Swolenormous X will reflect that. I'm still going to post a lot of hypertrophy bodybuilding style content. But in my own personal journey, there's going to be a lot more, and you're going to see a lot more of this stabilization, a lot more of the awareness workouts in Swolenormous X. You're going to see a lot more of the Ignite. You're going to see a lot more of these integrated training, integrated workouts, stuff that you've probably never seen before. A lot of glute activation, a lot of isolation for underactive muscles, a lot of reformulation and combination of the bodybuilding, of hypertrophy, of strength training with all these activation techniques and these awareness type movements. For those of you that are in Swolenormous X, you know the 90-day dash and the awareness training that I've talked about and that you've done in the program. So that's where my physical training and working the whole body is really coming into cahoots with working the mind in the sense of meditation and yoga. So my physical, I think, has just been off alignment with where I've been going in terms of my priorities. Sean on YouTube, yoga equals mind, body, and soul. So worth perseverance. Absolutely. It's great. And because I'm prioritizing yoga and meditation, the physical training has to relate to that as well. That has to reflect it as well. And if those aren't aligned properly and they're not working together and I'm not observing them as one and the same, I'm still going to be frustrated. I'm not really going all in. I'm not exploring that to the fullest capacity. And I've been really fascinated with the brain, and not just saying, okay, the brain is a muscle, but how powerful the brain is relative to the physical and how much the brain controls the physical and how the brain, when you really get into that, how it will open up elements of your physical strength, your physical capacity, your physical mobility that you never knew you had, that you never would have had had you left the clutter in your brain. And for those of you that are thinking that meditation's for jabronis, that meditation is for, you know, yogis and om and for chicks and you're too much of a dude to do meditation or you don't have time to do meditation, you're the people that need it the most. And I'm telling you, I was there before. I never really thought about it too much, no pun intended, but I never really knew how to do it or how to approach it. And since I've been doing it the right way or a way that's working for me, it's been amazing. It's been an absolute game changer. And it's something that has really changed my physical approach in the gym too, and how I feel and how, and just like my pain or stiffness and just overall tension in the body, how it's been dramatically released and decreased in combination with practicing more yoga. And it's just very holistic. It's a very total approach. It's something that most people are going to miss out on in their life, unfortunately. Unfortunately, a lot of people are going to miss out because they've never been directed to it like this. They've never been exposed to it. And I'm telling you, it is a game changer. So if you never had any experience with meditation, I want you to think about this analogy. And I used this yesterday or the day before about having, you've heard, if you're trying to find a needle in a haystack, when something's hard to find, they say, oh, it's like looking for a needle. It's like a needle in a haystack. Well, you're going to find it very difficult and maybe almost impossible to find the needle if you're looking for the needle itself. If you're looking for the needle itself, if you remove the hay, the needle is left behind. And that's the same way the mind works. You have these great ideas. You have this calm. You have this love. You have this peace. You have this understanding of your body in there. That's the needle. When you have all these other thoughts and all these bullshit stresses and all these other things that get in the way, you don't see them as they are. They get tainted. You start looking at these things through a filter. You can't access them. You feel stressed. You feel confused. You don't know the answer, blah, 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 right? All the things that we normally have issues with. When you meditate, it helps you sift through and get rid of the hay. It helps you get rid of the noise. And not only that, it doesn't get rid of the noise in your life per se. I mean, your whatever bills you have to pay are still going to be there, your relationship. I mean, but you'll see these things differently. You'll observe them more rather than have them impact you. So they don't get in the way as much. You observe them for what they are and you let them go on their path. And it helps you focus on the shit that is actually important. And helps you focus on the people in your life that are most important. So it improves your relationships. If you are in a relationship, if you're married, if you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, your personal, your work relationships, it is going to be amazing for that. On Twitch, what does your wallpaper say? It's quotes. Are they clues that you're trying to solve? Who has been gang? Stupid question. Yeah, they're quotes on the walls. Quotes and things that are important to me. How long should you meditate? It depends. There's different ways to get into it. It's all about the breath. No matter what type of meditation or approach, it usually comes down to the breath and being one with the breath, because that's the most fundamental thing that the human body does. So some programs will start off like 5 or 10 minutes and then build up over time. So it's a strength. And having control and learning how to control your mind is the hardest part. It's much harder than lifting weights. It's much harder than lifting weights. Thanks, bro, on Twitch. Yeah, no, they're cool quotes or like really inspiring stuff or goals that I have for myself. Yeah, they're all on note cards. So it's permanent marker on note cards. Download Headspace app. Yep, Headspace is fantastic. Headspace is fantastic. I'm actually looking to bring that into Soulnormous X. So yeah, that's a great app you can download. I think probably some of it's free and some of it's paid, I'm sure. It helps stress, so therefore it helps the whole outcome of your life. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Like I said, it has so many more benefits than just, it's not, oh, you sit there and breathe and close your eyes and listen to some shitty music. It's not like that at all. And the fact that with yoga, and it's very similar to yoga, how you can't be good or bad at yoga. You can't be good or bad at yoga. You just practice it. And the same thing with meditation. You're not going to be, I'm awesome at meditation. No, you practice it. And every day you're going to feel differently. So it's more about observing and learning how to carry that feeling throughout your day and learning how to maintain that, kind of like a moving meditation. That's why yoga is all about the breath as well. And lifting is about the breath. The body is about the breath. So when you get that and you lock that down, it makes it really impactful because you carry that throughout your day with all your interactions. Yeah. Yin and yang balance is key. Mental toughness is stronger than physical strength. Yeah, mental, because the brain controls the physical. If you can mentally not quit and keep going, then your body will figure it out until it breaks. Veronica VTV. Yes, mindful awareness, that kind of mind balancing is what I do for anxiety. If my brain isn't centered, I'm a mess. Thank you for bringing awareness to this. You're welcome. And I'm no expert in the sense, but it's, look, I'm going to share things and literally the show, my content, my brand, it's all about sharing my experiences and helping you dot the I's and cross the T's and also learn how to write yourself. It's educational. It's humorous, sure, but I'm trying to show you that it's possible for you to go into all these different realms and there's no judgment, right? It's about the body. It's about improving your life. And I wouldn't talk about yoga so much. Why would I talk about yoga? Why would I talk about yoga unless it was important? I'm not just saying random shit. Like, it's fucking important. I believe in it 100,000%. That's why I'm telling you about it. I believe in meditation. That's why I'm telling you about it 100,000%. Because if you catch even 5 minutes of my content, I want you to hear me say that stuff. You know? But here's the sad part, and the reason why I keep on hammering on certain issues is because most of you are just going to hear it and go on with your fucking life and not address it at all and not do it. Most of you are going to just listen to this. Oh, good podcast. Cool. Yeah. You're not going to meditate. Maybe one person will start trying it and look it up and download that app or, you know, make some moves towards it and change their life. It's worth it for one person, but most of you won't do anything about it. Heather Denning, I love the meditation because it's calming, and I learned during hiking, if I feel like I can't make it up the hill, I stop and breathe and control my thoughts and move on. It gets you focusing. Like I said, it gets rid of the hay. It gets rid of the hay so you can see the needle. It gets rid of the shit and all the BS thoughts and emotions and things that just exist that don't mean anything. And it brings you back to what's important. And then you're in the moment. You're not thinking about the future. You know how much stress would be eliminated if you just focus on the present? And with meditation, I've always said that, or I heard that, and you say, oh, now is the only thing that exists. The present moment is the only thing that exists. When you get into meditation, you realize how to literally be in the moment. It's not just a cliche. It's not just a phrase. Okay. And if you don't practice it, you don't really understand it. You can't just say it. Once you actually feel it, it makes things a lot easier because most of your stress is you thinking about shit that hasn't happened yet. What if you got rid of all those thoughts? Okay. You have a calendar, like, you know what's going to happen tomorrow, but what if you actually, when you were living, you weren't thinking about in 6 hours, you weren't thinking about what happens tomorrow. You're thinking about literally right now. It makes things so much more peaceful because you're always thinking about the next thing. Do now. And then it clears you up. It clears you up. Because you're only doing stuff now. So for example, if I'm working on content, if I'm writing in a blog, if I am editing a video, I don't need to be thinking about something that's happening next week or tomorrow. I got to edit the fuck out of that video and crush that. If I'm doing a workout, I got to focus on that. If I'm, you know, doing a masterclass for Swolenormous X, or if I'm doing a virtual training, whatever it is, whatever I'm doing in my day for work, or if I focus 100% on that, it's going to be good. It's going to get done. It's going to be crushed. And then next, I can't, unless I can literally do two things at the same time for whatever exactly I'm doing, you only need to think about one, what you're doing. And most of you are thinking about your kids training. When you think about exercising and getting consistent, you think about training 5 days a week for years or months. And oh my God, that's so much. No, it's not. You're complicating shit. Just go tomorrow. And don't worry about it today. Go tomorrow. Pack your bag and just go. And then you do it. And then don't worry about it anymore. Don't worry about next week. And then just set another time during the week and go again. Don't even worry about it if it's 2 days in a row. Fuck it. Just go take a day off and go, just get into it. Once you start going, you're going to want to go more and take it more seriously. But you create the habit to stop fucking overwhelming yourself with shit that hasn't happened yet. That's the biggest problem. And most of where stress and thoughts and anxiety lead to that stress. You're thinking about something that's due on Friday or due on Saturday or something. Just fucking live today. That's it. That's all that exists. It doesn't matter what's coming up. Still do what you need to do, but one thing at a time. Like, do what you can do now. Now, don't worry about what you can't do until later. If you can't do that now, then do whatever you can do now first. That's it. That's it. It's so much more simple. Started listening to you, Papa Swolio, and doing yoga. Feel much better. Boom. That sums it up, Russell, doesn't it? That makes it simple. Started listening to you, started doing yoga, and I feel so much better. Good. Good for you, bro. And that's it, man. That's it. That's some good shit on a Sunday night. So any questions, I'll take some questions. I see a lot of you listening. It's good advice. It's good advice. And just kind of letting you know that a lot of the content I'm going to be dropping is fire, because most of you need to go back to the basics. Most of you need to learn this awareness style training. You need to learn the ignite. You need to work on your activation techniques, corrective exercises. Most of you need to do this, and I'm going to be dropping some amazing shit, and I'm on content overload. So I'm amped up. I'm fired up. I'm on a roll. And those of you that are in Swolenormous X, you probably saw the brand new yoga class that dropped, the Yin for Shoulders. If you haven't, Swolenormous X members, you are going to love that class. I did it and I freaking like fell asleep on the ground. It was awesome. So that's in your Yin yoga class section. So when you go to yoga, click on it, and it's in the Yin section, not the level 1, 2, or 3 or the props. It's in the Yin. So click on Yin and go to Yin for Shoulders. And that class is awesome. It's just an hour, so it's a perfect full class. And that is on point. And I feel like I want to do some kind of like for the hips or something, hamstrings tonight. So those of you that are in X, go check out that class and then comment. Let me know what you thought about that. And I also posted three new recipes in the Swole Food Recipe Archive and Swolenormous X. So check out those new recipes. Let's see. Got a kind of like my pizza recipe. Yum, yum, yum. And I got two more. I forget. You know what? I forget what the other two are. Oh, one was like a chips recipe, but it's fantastic. So yeah, check that out. And anyone else that's interested in becoming a member, checking that out, swolenormousx.com. Special offer is ending soon, and I'll give you more information on that. But don't wait to hook in. So swolenormousx.com. And I'm going to go get this next vlog training series edited and up so I can send you some awesome stuff on the Daily Swole Club for those of you that are on the Daily Swole Club messenger list. So if you want to get on the Daily Swole Club messenger list, 100% free, and I message you daily with nutrition, with exclusive content, workout breakdowns, just send me a message on Facebook and you'll get an auto response that lets you know how to join. There'll be a button at the bottom. So just send me a message on Facebook page at Swolenormous. Just go there, say, hit the button, say get started, or say hey, and you'll see the details on how to join. And you can unsubscribe at any time. It's just a private message list where I send only the members those little additional daily knowledge fires. So check that out, because you'll see stuff there that you won't see anywhere else. And what else is new? Oh yeah, I forgot to mention the watermelon video, the chesticle challenge. Now it's Memorial Day, so I thought I'd post something up, and it's a great challenge. So you could tag a friend and challenge someone else where it's on Facebook and it's on Instagram. You hold a watermelon between your biceps like a pinch press. It can't touch your body. You can't interlace your fingers, and you literally just squeeze. It's like an isometric for your chest. And of course it's going to depend on the watermelon's shape and the weight, but I couldn't do it. I did it for like 40 or 45 seconds and I couldn't squeeze. I just did upper body and then I just fucking bonked out. So I kind of figured out when I was going up the stairs, I was carrying the watermelon, and I didn't have an extra hand. So I just held bags in my hands and squeezed that. And it was great for my back. I felt core activation. I felt crazy pump in my chest. I'm like, shit, I wonder how long I can hold this. Let me see if a minute's good. So I did that challenge video, and a minute's going to be good. So if you can do it, post a video, tag me, Chesticle Challenge. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, check me out on Instagram or Facebook and check out that video. And it'd be great tomorrow because a lot of you are going to be doing some barbecuing and get those watermelons out. So before you slice it, do the watermelon challenge. Try it and then tag me in your video. So thank you so much for joining me for 751 of the Daily Swole. If it's your first Swole, welcome. Remember the podcast, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcast. And I'll see everyone tomorrow here on the Quadcast, Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See you tomorrow for 752. Peace, McGee's fam. Deuce, Magoose. I'll see you in Swolenormous X. Papa Swolio. Oh, 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 oh. Out.